From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, January 19th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Caitlin Limbo is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Cooksaki Village Fire Chief Barry Roush has been reinstated after serving a one-month suspension. Roush resumes his regular duties on January 16th. Under the disciplinary settlement agreement reached between the chief and the village board January 8th, Roush pleaded guilty to 6 of 11 charges against him, including misconduct, insubordination, and neglect of duty. His term expires in April, according to the settlement. Mayor Mark Evans said, and I quote, "The village is pleased that the matter is closed, but the issues raised will foster discussion and changes down the road in the fire department," end quote. He added, and I quote, "Chief Roush has returned to serve out the remainder of his term," end quote. Roush admitted to failing to attend or send representatives to various county meetings, failing to provide adequate fire prevention training to Cooksaki Elementary School, failing to communicate with officers and members of the fire department and the mayor, and for using the department's emergency text messaging system to invite and encourage fire department members to attend an open house of a proposed modular home project under development. Roush is a 40-year veteran of the fire department and a lifelong resident of Cooksaki. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Collin is reporting at Capital Confidential following a week when the number of flu cases statewide increased by 54% and more than 1,600 New Yorkers were hospitalized with the illness. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo is urging anyone who has not yet done so to get a flu shot immediately. The variation of the virus making the rounds this year is especially virulent and widespread. In a statement released January 18th, the governor noted that Central New York and the Capital Region are some of the hardest hit parts of the state. New York State Department of Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker said, and I quote, "Influenza is a potentially deadly disease, and getting vaccinated is the best thing New Yorkers can do to protect themselves and those around them, followed by good hand hygiene," end quote. He added, and I quote, "I urge all New Yorkers to get vaccinated immediately," end quote. According to the Centers of Disease Control, vaccination should continue throughout flu season as long as influenza viruses are circulating. To receive a flu shot, contact your local healthcare provider or pharmacy or find information about vaccination clinics by contacting your local health department. The Columbia County Department of Health can be contacted at 518-828-3358. The Greene County Public Health Department can be reached at 518-719-3600. And you can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM The Cat. The cost of first-class postage will increase nationwide on Sunday, January the 21st, by 1 cent, making the cost of a first-class mail forever stamp now 50 cents. The price of a postcard stamp, some metered letters, will also increase by a penny. The postage increase does not include any change for single-piece letters being mailed to international destinations or for additional ounces for letters. Domestic priority mail flat rate retail prices will also increase by 5 cents. The increases will raise mailing service product prices overall by 1.9% and most shipping services by 3.9%. You can read the full announcement by the U.S. Postal Service at USPS.com. TheNews.com is reporting that the State Public Service Commission has approved the participation of the Village of Cooksaki and the towns of Cairo and New Baltimore in the Community Choice Aggregation Program. The program allows residential and small business customers to secure alternative energy supply contracts through community-based associations. The CCA program just approved is organized by the nationwide energy consultant Good Energy LP. In a previously approved CCA plan, the commission gave the go-ahead for 20 municipalities in Westchester County to form a CCA. And you can read that full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And finally, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted for a short-term government funding bill late January 18th, which passed 230-197. The bill, if it passes the Senate and is signed by the president, would keep the government running through March. But passing the Senate and getting the president's signature are totally unknowns. The Senate voted late January 18th to continue debate on the House bill Friday. Current government funding expires at midnight January 19th, and Republican leaders have not said they have any backup plans if the bill fails. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today, with a temperature high near 33 degrees. For Friday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 21. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 44 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 41 degrees. Sunday night, a slight chance of snow after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 27 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 7:20 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:51 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 19th day of January 2018. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Gray. Have a good day and a nice weekend.